A protocol of 1860. We take this protocol from the Morning Post of September the 6th, 1920. The Morning Post, of course, the British newspaper. Quote, a correspondent, writing in reference to the hidden pearls, draws attention to a manifesto issued in 1860 to the Jews of the Universe by Adolf Crémieux, the founder of the Alliance Israelite Universal, and the well-known member of the Provisional Government of 1871. Adolf Crémieux, while Grand Master of the French Masonic Lodges, offered 1,000,000 francs for the head of William I of Germany. On his tomb, he requested the following sole inscription to be inscribed, quote, here lies Adolf Crémieux, the founder of the Alliance Israelite Universal, end quote. Here now is the manifesto. Emblem, on top the tables of Moses, a little lower, two extended hands clasping each other, and as basis of the whole, the globe of the earth. Motto, all Jews for one, and one for all. The union which we desire to found will not be a French, English, Irish, or German union, but a Jewish one, a universal one. Other peoples and races are divided into nationalities. We alone have not co-citizens, but exclusively co-religionaries. A Jew will under no circumstances become the friend of a Christian or a Muslim before the moment arises when the light of the Jewish faith, the only religion of reason, will shine all over the world. Scattered amongst other nations, who from time immemorial were hostile to our rights and interests, we desire primarily to be and to remain immutably Jews. Our nationality is the religion of our fathers, and we recognize no other nationality. We are living in foreign lands and cannot trouble about the mutable ambitions of countries entirely alien to us, while our own moral and material problems are endangered. The Jewish teaching must cover the whole earth. Israelites, no matter where fates should lead, though scattered over all the earth, you must always consider yourselves members of a chosen race. If you realize that the faith of your forefathers is your only patriotism, if you recognize that notwithstanding the nationalities you have embraced, you always remain and everywhere form one and only nation, if you believe that Jewry only is the one and only religious and political truth, if you are convinced of this, you Israelites of the universe, then come and give ear to our appeal and prove to us your consent. Our cause is great and holy, and its success is guaranteed. Catholicism, our immemorial enemy, is lying in the dust, mortally wounded in the head. The net which Israel is throwing over the globe of the earth is widening and spreading daily, and the momentous prophecies of their holy books are at last to be realized. The time is near when Jerusalem will become the house of prayer for all nations and peoples, and the banner of Jewish monodeity will be unfurled and hoisted on the most distant shores. Let us avail ourselves of all circumstances. Our might is immense. Learn to adopt this might for our cause. What have you to be afraid of? The day is not distant when all the riches and treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. End quote. More than 60 years have elapsed since this protocol was written, and the riches of the earth are now almost entirely in the possession or under the control of the children of Israel. The Torah, said the Jew poet Heine, is the Jews' portable fatherland. Crémieux says practically the same thing, quote, the faith of our fathers is our only patriotism, end quote. The Jew regards all non-Jews as foreigners, and he is an alien everywhere.